This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We bring in now the television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks. It's Jim Paschke. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well. So as they go into the All-Star break, I had said, look, I thought the loss to Indiana, it's not what you want, but I thought it was one of those things that now they got some time to go away, they think about it. You know, it kind of sits in your mouth a little while. They kind of thought, well, you know, without Giannis, we're okay. I was listening to a lot of the comments, and I kept thinking, don't get out over your skis, because Giannis is the straw that stirs the drink. So give me your thoughts on that loss the other night.
Well, I think it's interesting, at least from my perspective. Losses feel much different this season than they have in past seasons. They seem to be more impactful when, in fact, they probably are not.
Right.
Which is kind of odd. You know, every loss feels like a greater weight than it probably bears. But, you know, that was a tough game. I knew going in, I thought it would be a very close game. I thought the Bucks, you know, if they would win, it would be a tighter game. They weren't going to beat Indiana by their normal margin of 12.8 points a game. That was for sure, in my opinion. So I knew it would be tough. When you're playing a desperate team like Indiana that night, you know, that changes a lot of things. So I wasn't really surprised by it. Obviously, it would have been nice to win a good test like that, but I don't put a lot of weight on that loss, as I don't put a lot of weight on the other losses. And that loss was different because Indiana accomplished it in a different way. That's a mid-range team as opposed to a three-point shooting team. So I think now the coaches can say, all right, we can be beaten different ways too, guys. So we have to clamp down and be aware of situations in games, and I think that'll be the growth process from that particular game.
So, I like the way this team has played with or without Giannis. I think that there's so many role players. I think there's so many different weapons. I think when we had Coach Bud on about a week and a half ago, he had said, when I'd asked him what the difference between last year and this year is, he said it is a championship medal. And I kind of know what he meant by it, but tell me what you see as far as difference. Now, there's obviously personnel moves, but what is the difference between last year and this year?
Well, I think there are several differences. Obviously, they can win without Giannis. They're 5-1 without Giannis. But you don't want to push that. I mean, this team is based on Giannis, and it's based on Chris Middleton, and it's based on Eric Bledsoe. Yes, it's deep. Yes, there are great pieces. But it's at its best, Bill, when everybody's together. We know that. So, I mean, playing without Giannis has taught them things, shown them things, and I think that's all great. But let's talk about the remaining games in the regular season and the playoffs. They need everybody together, and they have to be in total what they are. And the difference between this year and last year is this team is even closer than last year's team was. I think, you know, everyone asks about Malcolm Brogdon's absence. We saw how accomplished he was the other night, 13 assists, whatever he had in terms of points, but a solid contribution on behalf of Indiana. But the Bucks have made up for that. When you talk about three-point shooting, the three guys they brought in, Korver, Robin Lopez, and Wesley Matthews, have far more threes made than Malcolm accomplished by himself. So that trade-off is pretty good if you're looking for something. I think they have made up for the absence. I think Malcolm did some things that the Bucks will have to get from other people in the playoffs. and we'll see how that plays out. I think this is a very, very good basketball team, and I also think that we can't get over our skis, to use your term, in terms of looking at what the regular season means. Everything changes when the regular season is over, and it gets much tougher. So we'll see. But I believe in this team, and I think they have it in a good place.
I also wanted to ask you about Giannis and the fact that he is now a father. And, you know, some people, it's funny because everybody wants to make sure that he's focused on the game. Look, Jim, you know him as well as anybody. I don't think anything takes his focus away from the game. If anything, I think it strengthens him as a person. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I you know, he's about basketball and he's about family. And maybe I put those in the opposite order. I hope I did. He should be about family first and then basketball. And I believe he is. And I don't think there's any problem with that. Giannis is a great human being, in my view, and he will handle all of this the way it's supposed to be handled. Proud of him for taking the time to be with his son and Mariah for a couple of days. And I think the fact that there were two games before the All-Star break was okay. I mean, you know, he took two games. Now when he comes back after the All-Star experience, he'll be ready to go. People maybe look at that and say, what's going on? But, come on, these are human beings, and he'll handle all of it well, Bill. You know that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Hey, the other aspect of this is, Jim, I wanted to know about the coach, because he seems to be really strong, thinking this team is, when he calls it championship metal, I mean, do you see championship metal? I mean, we talk so much about Middleton and Bledsoe in the postseason, and everybody gets caught up in that. But it's what you do. It's the bricks that you lay via the road to that point that I think shape you. So you tell me, is this team, do you think they've turned the corner when it comes to championship metal?
I think they're turning that corner, and I think they can see the other side at this point. I think they learned a lot last year with the situation in Toronto. They saw how quickly and drastically a commanding situation can turn against you. And, I mean, it was quick. It was four or five plays in Game 3, and the party was over, as it turns out. So they learned that. And I think that is what this team has to really focus on. It's going to sound strange to say this, but they have to focus on focus. You look at the Christmas Day game, that's a distraction game. You look at Paris, that was a distraction game. They're learning how to handle distraction games. When you get to the finals in the NBA, it's not a distraction, it's a circus. And you have to be able to block out every single thing other than your teammates, the game plan, the coach, and the game itself, or you're not probably in good shape. You probably won't prevail. So I've been saying all along, I think the loss on Christmas Day, as I look back on it, was a good thing. They won in Paris, so they made progress in what was a distraction situation. So I think they're making progress in that way, Bill, and I think that's very important.
Yeah, I think so, too. Real quick before I let you go, Jim. So this All-Star weekend, I think the one thing as Bucks fans, we all sit here and hope, is that, one, there's no injuries, and two, a good showing. But give me your thoughts on Pat Connaughton. That guy's got some springs in his feet. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. Has he given you a glimpse as to what he's going to do in the slam dunk competition?
Well, not away from the games. I haven't been privy to his practice sessions for the dunk contest, but, I see all I need to see in games. I mean, it's uncanny what he can do. People are selling him short. No experience in the dunk contest, shortest player of the dunk contest, all of that. We'll see. I'm confident that he will surprise a few people, and I know that he'll put on a good show, and after all, that's what this weekend is about, right? Entertainment,
yep.
Enjoying the game on a different level, in a different way. And, they've tweaked the All-Star game scoring, and they're going to play for charitable donations. So all of that, I think, is good. Our league is pretty good about being innovative and trying to keep things fresh, and I think we'll see some of that this weekend. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. I can't wait. I don't usually watch a ton of it, but I got to tell you, I've got a lot of vested interest in this, and I'm looking forward to the excitement of the All-Star weekend. And boy, they get a lot of time off in between. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've always said it's the most physical demanding sport when you talk about the pounding that they take on a night in and night out basis. But it's a long break, man. Are you worried about them cooling off at all?
Well, it is a long break, and I'm not worried about the Bucks, because I know they'll come back ready to go on Wednesday. They'll have a practice, and then they'll leave to play in Detroit on Thursday. But there will be teams that will probably have a game or two where they struggle a little bit coming back off of that. I don't expect that from Milwaukee. Let's see. We have Detroit, and then Philadelphia will be a test.
Mm-hmm.
That Saturday night. So they can't relax or rest too much. They're going to have to get back at it. And beating Philadelphia is a statement situation as they look forward to the postseason. So,
by the way, what's up with Philadelphia? I mean, it seems like they just can't get out of their own way right now. They've just struggled.
Yeah, that is interesting. They don't win on the road, and now they're, you know, I don't know. I don't think they're as together of a team. Now, this is from the outside. I mean, people think I know more than, you know, I don't know anything because I'm not with them every day. But looking at it, there's a lot of talent there and a lot of depth there, but they seem to be a little scattered in terms of their togetherness and whether or not they're all pulling on the rope the same amount in the same direction all the time. But, you know, that can change quickly, too. They can get that together and be a force. But the talent there is incredible, and the Bucks have certainly seen that.
No doubt. Jim, always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it, buddy. There you go. Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice for your Milwaukee Bucks. Taking a little time off. Going to go and watch the All-Star game, check it out, enjoy himself a little bit, and then back at it in about a week. But Jim joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.